Yes, Donkey of the Day for Friday, January 26th goes to a 42-year-old man named Mohamed. Now, there is nothing on this planet worse than a jealous, insecure mate. If you are a jealous, insecure person, when it comes to your significant other, you will never, ever have a healthy relationship. It just won't work. If you're calling me, FaceTiming me, texting me every 5 minutes just to keep tabs on me, it won't work. If I say I'm going out and you don't want me to and you want to know who I'm with and what I'm doing at all times, it's not going to work. Some of y'all listening to my voice saying, I'm in that kind of relationship right now. You was at the gym yesterday on the treadmill. He called you. You answered the phone breathing hard. And he said, why are you breathing so hard? I hear men in the background. You replied, I'm at the gym. And he said, hold up. I'm going to hang up and FaceTime. And your dumb ass answered the FaceTime to prove you was really at the gym. Then he want to know who all the dudes in the gym are. And he like, what you mean you don't know? So you work out at the gym? Well, you don't know who the dudes that go there are? Just a whole bunch of nothing. Okay, simply because this dude is jealous and insecure. It's Grammy weekend in New York. Some of y'all just floating around the city enjoying the festivities, but your boo not with you. Do you think your jealous ass, you know, significant other really wants you to have a good time this weekend? He up right now plotting on how to ruin your weekend. You'll see tonight when he looks at the clock and hears that voice that says, it's midnight on a Friday. Do you know where your boo is? At the Culture 2 album release party in New York City, Grammy weekend. Oh, Lord. Your phone starts ringing back to back. You start getting a million texts simply because your boo is jealous. Now, the only thing worse than a jealous boyfriend is a petty jealous boyfriend. And that's exactly what Mo Ahmed, today's donkey of the day, is. A petty, jealous, emotional boyfriend. Now, according to the New York Daily News, Mo Ahmed was jealous that his partner was enjoying a night out at a British pub. Now, I feel him a little bit because the couple has been struggling financially, and he was frustrated his girlfriend was spending the evening out while he worked two jobs to make ends meet. I can understand that a little bit. Okay, I can see what a frustration is. All right, number one reason couples get divorced is finances, right, ye?
Yep, that's correct.
Yep.
So if we struggling in that department and I'm at work busting my ass and you in a pub getting drunk having a good time, I can see why he could feel away, but damn, can she not relax? Can she not have some me time? Can she try to relieve her stress? Now, the probation report reads the couple ran a gift shop, but it only took in about 20 pounds a day. The probation report reads Mohamed felt annoyed she was spending money while he was having to work away to pay the bills. When he learned she was going to the pub, he was angry and frustrated and wanted to ruin her night. Well, how did Mohamed ruin her night? By making an emotional decision? And I tell you all the time, never move off emotion, move off strategy. I'm sure he could have found a strategic way to ruin her night, but he didn't. He decided to pick up his cell phone, call the pub, and make a bomb threat. He called the pub and said, there's a bomb, there's a bomb, there's a bomb about to explode. More than 100 people were evacuated from the pub, and guests were also asked to leave the establishment's 29 hotel rooms. Now, poor Ahmed was sentenced to 6 months in prison, suspended for a year, was ordered to pay the pub £840, and is required to perform 120 hours of community service. Now, if he thought he was stressing about his partner when he was free, that 6 months in prison might cause him to die of an anxiety attack. You know your partner gonna be sleeping and having a whole lot of fun while you locked away for 6 months, right? Once you go to jail, you relinquish all rights to your partner's sexual desires because you aren't there to satisfy him. Your partner has a whole 6 months to do what they want, and God forbid they realize life is so much better without you. Less stress, less drama. Oh, yes, Mohamed. While you in prison, your partner will be experiencing more head and less headaches. And there's nothing you can do about it. Okay? In fact, it's your fault because you made a poor choice. Listen, this is a teachable moment because a little jealousy is healthy in a relationship. Okay? It's always good to know that someone is afraid to lose you. But love shouldn't be about jealousy or anything like that. It should be about commitment and being able to trust that person. If you can't have that from the get-go, there is a problem. And if those wise words don't move you, then understand this. Whether it's Grammy weekend, CIAA weekend, All-Star weekend, the Super Bowl, all the events coming up that your significant other may or may not attend without you, just know that if they want to sleep with somebody else, if they want to let somebody else smash, if they want to smash somebody else, there is nothing, nothing you can do about it, okay? I don't care how many times you call, text, stress him or her out, he or she may answer the phone on top of somebody else. So it don't matter, okay? But I would much rather deal with that as a free human being than do something to get locked up like Mo did. Please give Mo Ahmed the biggest hee-haw, please.
The Breakfast Club.
Hey, it's your new home for the world's most dangerous morning show, The Breakfast Club. It's the Big Stick. Foxy 99.